to do a quick review of the book of Judges, now we concluded it. Before we begin, I want to challenge you. What do you each remember? Every person has 60 seconds now to try and ask yourself what you remember from the book of Judges. And we're going to quickly go around. Every person will have 20 seconds to tell us what they remember from the book of Judges. Okay, tell me when you're ready. You don't have to raise your hand. If you're ready, you raise your hand. Let's give everyone 20 seconds to think. Five, four, three, two, one. You got 20 seconds. Shoot. Okay. Anything else? Done. Who's next? Go ahead.
The nation of Canaan, especially the Jebusites, took over, and Ehud came and killed Eglon.
We're listening. Anything else?
Yes, the king, who the cut off the thumbs and
very nice. Adoni Bezek had his thumbs cut off. He had 70 kings' thumbs under his table, and they conquered him.
And the sons of Og.
We didn't say that. Ah, you're saying it was mentioned, right, that Kalev conquered Kiryat Arba. Very nice.
I think Kalev's daughter was married off to
him. Very good. Kalev's daughter, Achsa. Kalev said whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer would be able to marry his daughter. And who conquered it? Who remembers? The first judge, what was his name? Osniel ben Kenaz. Very good. So he married Achsa and she asked him for the water sources. Very good. Very good. Okay, who else can give us 20 seconds on the book of Judges? Dvorah led with Barak the battle against Sisra, who was the chief general of Yavin, the king of Canaan, from the north. And Barak said, I'll only go if you go with me. She went, and they had in the Kishon Valley, the waters came and washed them away. A lot of the Jews ran away from the war and were prepared to flee. And Dvorah sang her song, that's right. Remember what was the name of the woman who actually killed Sisra? What was her name?
Yael,
very good. The wife of Hever Akeni. We had a long discussion about whether the descendants of Yisra were Jewish or not. Very good. What else do we remember from the book of Judges? Okay, Yiftach and his daughter. Yiftach also came from Gilad. So we know about Yiftach. That's towards the end of the book of Judges. Yiftach goes to war when the people of Ammon have put us under forced servitude. And Yiftach sends a letter to the king of Ammon. The king of Ammon says, give us back our territory. We want peace. And Yiftach says, it's been 200 years. Where have you been? We didn't take it from you. We took it from Sihon and Og. They conquered it from you. And why do you think you're any better than them? They conquered you and we conquered them. Now you think you're going to conquer us? And then Yiftach goes to war and he's very successful. After the war, we know the story of his daughter. And then the sons of Ephraim come and say, we're going to burn your house on you. What'd you go to war without us for? And what does Yiftach do? He kills them. 40,000 people, right? They capture the crossroads, the crossings of the Jordan. They don't let the tribe of Ephraim back into Israel. Anytime someone from Ephraim tries to cross, what do they tell him? Say, Shibolet Anahar. What is that? That's the current of the river. Shibolet is a current. And the people of Ephraim couldn't pronounce the shin. They would say sin. They caught him, and that's v'yidgu larov. Like fish that are caught by their mouth. So too Ephraim was caught by their mouth. Yes. Okay, so that's our story of Yiftach. How does Yiftach pass away in the end? His limbs fall off, right? Limb by limb, that's how he dies. Yes, good evening, Ellen.
I remember the strongest man ever lived, Shimshon.
Shimshon, big man, right? We know he was crippled with both his legs, right? So Shimshon is the greatest prophet, right? The greatest judge, right? Shimshon is compared to which reptile? Very strong. He's compared to the snake. The snakes are one man shows.
From Dan. Dan says you
have right. Dan is the snake. Very good. So Shimshon's father was, what was his father's name? Ma? Noach. His mother's name was Hatzlalfonis. And Shimshon, so Shimshon, what was unique about him? What foods didn't Shimshon eat?
He was a Nazir.
Wine, he was a Nazir. Very good. Where did Shimshon find his first wife? The city of Timnas in Plishtin territory. Very good. And then we know he captured the 300 foxen and he burnt down everything. Then 3,000 soldiers from Judea came to give him over to the Philistines. He made piles of Philistines with what did he beat? The jawbone of a donkey. Very good. And then he was going to die of thirst. And what did Hashem do? He made water flow out of the rocks or out of the jawbone of the donkey. Right, but before the jawbone of the donkey, there was this wild animal that Shimshon killed, the lion. What happened with the lion that Shimshon killed?
It
became a beehive. Okay. What was the riddle Shimshon gave to the Philistines?
Out of the sweet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Out of the strong come the sweet.
Meha ochel yatza ma'achal. From the consumer came out food. Umeaz, and from the powerful one, Yatza Matuk. What was that supposed to be a mashal for? It was an allusion to the Philistines. They were consuming Israel, and from them came out a wife for Shimshon. From the powerful Philistines came the sweet wife of Shimshon. And he meant the lion. Okay. What did Shimshon's father-in-law tell him when he came to redeem his wife a while later?
Too late.
Too late. I gave her to one of your friends. Let me give you her younger sister. She's even better. Right. What did the Philistines do to Shimshon's wife and her father and her sister?
Killed them.
They burnt the house down on them. What did the Philistines threaten them? If you don't tell us the riddle, what will we do to you? We'll burn you guys. That's what ended up happening to them. Okay. What happened to Shimshon and Azza? He went to a woman of ill repute. In the middle of the night, the Philistines surrounded Azza. What did Shimshon do? He lifted the, very good, lifted the gates with the doorpost and brought him up Mount Hebron. And then he went to a woman named Delilah. Okay. Initially he told her all kinds of stories. How did she know he was telling her the truth? How did she know he was telling her the truth? She called the Philistines. Each one would give her how much money? 1,100 silver coins. How did she know he was telling the truth? Either because he used God's name, he said, Nizir Elokim Anochi, or Nikarin Divrei Amet. You can tell when a person's telling the truth. Okay, what did the Philistines do when after she shaved his head and they caught him and he didn't have his strength? What did they do to him? Gorged his eyes out. Why did he deserve to have his eyes gorged out? Because even though he had a godly intent when he married his first wife, nonetheless, it says he was looking, right, he went after his eyes. When Shimshon asked Hashem to give him the strength to bring down the house, what did he say? Give me the merits of one eye that they took out, right? Why not two eyes? One eye he was saving for the world to come. Okay, after Samson, we learned the story of another woman that had 1,100 silver coins, and they were stolen from her by her son named Micha. He gave her back the money, and she said, I've dedicated it, we will make out of it a molten idol. And she made the idol of Micha. Micha had a Levite. You remember who that Levite was? Who was going to be his priest? The grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the tribe of Dan went searching for new territory, and the five spies came in. They were blessed by Micha's priest. And then ultimately when they came back, they took the priest, they took the idols, and they took it with them to the north, to the place called Laish Dan Chatzbani, the beginning of the Jordan. And there in the very north, we have Dan territory. Okay, from Pesel Micha, we went to the concubine on the hilltop. Let's go back, because we skipped a lot. We went to Yiftach from here, but let's go back to what we skipped. So one of you mentioned, we mentioned Osniel ben Kenaz, then one of you mentioned Ehud ben Gera, and We'll get to Gidon in a second. One of you mentioned Ehud ben Gera. What was the name of the king of Moab, the grandfather of Ruth? Eglon. Very good. He stabbed him with that sword deep into his stomach, locked the door, ran back, and brought the Jews to war. Okay, so we had the story of Ehud. And then, where are we up to? Then we had the wonderful story of Gidon, right? So we had Ehud, Dvorah, then Gidon. Okay, so Gidon was also on... we had the Midianites who would come swooping in and eat everything we had. And now we have Gidon. So Gidon is using the wine press to thresh his wheat to hide it from the Midianites. And he goes out and destroys the Navi shows up. We have the fire. And then he's sent to go and he's sent to destroy the Baal altar and offer the cows. The people come, they want to kill Gidon, and they give him a nickname. Who remembers what Gidon's nickname was? Yerubal. Very good. They said the Baal should fight him. And then Gidon goes to war. Hashem tells him, too many people, too many people. He gives them to drink at the water. Those that bow to their reflection go out. He's left with 300 men. In the middle of the night, who remembers what night it was? The night of Pesach. He goes down, he hears the dream. The cookie rolls and knocks down the tent. The cookie represents our Omer sacrifice of Pesach. The tent represents the Midianites, who were nomadic tribes. He takes his three groups, 100 each. Each one has a shofar, torches, and pitchers of earthenware. And they yell out, who remembers what they yell out? Cherev Lashem Ulegidon. The sword of Hashem and Gidon. They blow their trumpets, bash their earthenware pots, and the Midianites get up and they start running, and there's mayhem, and they start fighting one another, and Gidon is victorious. What does he do when the tribe of Ephraim again comes complaining? This is the first time they came. He tells them, you guys did great, you conquered the two kings of and then when he goes and asks food from the people of Penuel and Sukkot, do those Jews give him food? No. And so he punishes them when he comes back, right? Okay, what does Gidon do with all the nose rings that he gets from the war? He makes them into an ephod, a very long apron. What happens with that apron? Right, Gidon has a wicked son. His name is Avi Melech, from his concubine of the city of Shechem. Right? Avimelech convinces the people of Shechem to fund him, and then he goes and he executes all his brothers, 70 brothers. One is left. Someone remember what his name is? Yotam. Wow. Yotam, guys, he's getting double jeopardy here. Okay. Yotam, yeah. Hard to compete. Okay. So Yotam goes and says an allegory. All the trees look for a king. They went to each tree, and each tree said, I've got a lot of to produce, the sweetness of the fig tree, the fruits of the grapevine. Which tree agrees to be king? Which tree says, yeah, I'll be king over you guys?
The thorn bush.
The thorn bush, the atad. He says, but only if you're sincere, because otherwise fire will come consume me and you. And so too Yotam curses them. He says, if you were fair to my father, then fine. But if you weren't, then let a fire come from you and consume him. Let a fire come from him and consume you. Then a man named Gaal ben Evid comes to Shechem after a few years. The people of Shechem are fed up with Avimelech. He says, I would lead you to war against Avimelech. Zevul, the governor of the city, summons Avimelech to war. They're looking out in the morning. Gaal ben Evid sees people moving. He says to Zevul, what's there in the field? What does Zevul answer him? He says, that's not people. What you're seeing is the shadows of the mountain moving with the sunrise. And suddenly he says, no, that's people. And the army attacks. And Zevul says, where's your mouth now? Go fight them. They go to war. And of course, Avimelech wins. He destroys Shechem. What does he do to the city of Shechem? He destroys it and he plows it with salt. Right. Okay, how is Avimelech ultimately killed? Thank you. Very good. The grinding stone is thrown from the tower onto his head, and he dies. Okay. What? A woman. Right, right. He asks his swords bearer, his arms bearer, kill me. They shouldn't say a woman killed me. Right. So we learned the story of Yiftach. We have over here quickly the story of Ivtzan, which is Boaz, which is the story of Ruth. And these are the major judges of Israel. And at the end, we have the story of the concubine on the hilltop, which we just learned recently. The important man who has a fight with his concubine at the end of the book of Judges. She goes to her father. He goes to summon her from Beit Lechem. And the father-in-law detains him day after day until finally he's fed up. They come to the city of Yavuz. The lad says, let's spend the night here. He says, no, let's go to the Jewish hilltop. He goes to that famous hilltop in Benjamin. No one invites him in. The old man from Har Ephraim invites him in. In the middle of the night, the gangsters of the town surround the house. They want to violate the man. He pushes out his concubine. They violate her all night long. In the morning, she is dead. He takes her body, slices it up into pieces, sends it around Israel. The tribes unite. They ask Hashem who should lead to war. They don't ask if they should go to war. And first they ask the tribe of Benjamin, explain what's going on. The tribe of Benjamin isn't participating. They say, give over the people of the hilltop. The tribe of Benjamin unites to war. And then the first day they lose the battle. The second day they lose the battle. They've lost over 40,000 men. Then on the third day, Hashem tells them, yes, you should continue. This time you'll win. They set up two ambushes. They pull the people of Benjamin away from the city. One ambush goes into the city and destroys it and puts it on fire. The other ambush attacks the tribe of Benjamin from behind. The tribe of Benjamin realizes they've lost. They chase them into the desert, and then they continue and destroy the whole tribe of Benjamin, not just the hilltop. There are only 600 men left. And then we learned how the people of Israel destroyed the people of Yavesh Gilead for not participating in the public decision what should be done. They give 400 of those women that are left, the 400 virgins, to the tribe of Benjamin, and they tell the remaining 200, go to the party at Shiloh, where all those girls who couldn't find the Shidduch go dancing. You'll find your wives there. And there we have the conclusion of the book of Judges with the reunification of the Jewish people. Now in under 20 minutes, we just reviewed the whole book of Judges. Okay? Quick review. We covered all the highlights of the book of Judges.